councillors. So officially declare the meeting open at 5:35 and acknowledge the traditional owners of Kariyarra people. Mr Robert Fry, JP, will be conducting the swearing-in ceremonies tonight, and we're starting with swearing in our mayor-elect first, Kelly Howard, and then we'll do the councillors, and we'll do the four-year term councillors first and the two-year term councillor last, and then we'll open for business for the meeting. So with that,
I'll read out the official stuff. And
thank you, Robert.
Well, welcome, everyone.
And
thank you very much. My name is Robert Fry. I'm the Justice of the State of Western Australia, and will officiate swearing in the office of Mayor. And the Mayor has been elected is Kelly Howland. And then I'll be swearing in four councillors, and they are Jeanette Gillingham, David Hooper, Lorraine Butson, and Troy Melville. And then I'll be swearing in one councillor that's elected for a two-year term, and that is David Van Moost. The ceremony will comprise of the oath of affirmation or of allegiance as required under the local government constitution, regulation 1996, and the declaration by elected members under section 2.29 of the Local Government Act 1995. I would ask Kelly Howlett, the Mayor-elect, to come forward and take the oath of allegiance.
I'm Kellyanne Howlett of 2B Welsh Street, South Hedland, have been elected to the office of Mayor of the town of Port Hedland. I declare that I'll take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules, in brackets Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Port Hedland. Having been elected to the office of councillor of the town of Port Hedland, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the local government rules of conduct regulations 2007.
Thank you.
call for Lorraine Dobson.
I, Lorraine Joy Dobson, for 50 Green Place, South Hedland, having been elected to the office of the Councillor of Transport Hedland, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Act, Rules of Conduct 2007.
So far, I've been a councillor twice on the forms.
South Hedland, have been elected to the office of Councillor of the Town of Port Hedland, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. I will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
Item 2, recording of attendance and apologies. 2.1, attendance. Attendance as seated around the table, and welcome everyone. 2.2, apologies. There are nil apologies. 2.3, approved leave of absence. There are nil approved leave of absence. Our next matter of business to consider, councillors, is the election of the Deputy Mayor. Nominations will be called for the position of Deputy Mayor. And the council elected as Deputy Mayor will make a declaration under S2.29 of the Local Government Act 1995 before Mr Robert Fry, JP. This appointment is for a two-year term, with the position being considered following every ordinary election. Should there be more than one nomination, it will be necessary for a secret ballot at the secret podium to be held to elect a member to the position in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995. With that, CEO, are you able to list any nominations?
Through you, Madam Mayor, at this stage we have nominations received from Councillor Penny Taylor, Councillor Gloria Jacob, Councillor George DeCash, and Councillor Gilling, Councillor Jan Gillingham for the position of Deputy Mayor.
Do we have any other nominations? You are still able to nominate now if you wish, councillors. Okay, so I declare that the close of nominations with those four candidates. Now, I believe...
So, for the process, then, we have a voting slip for each elected member. And as Mayor Howlett has indicated, we can use the podium one at a time just to mark your slip so that you have some privacy. And then I will collect those together with Mr. Fry.
Yep.
And we will, I will use the box, sorry, to collect them. And then we will do the count probably outside. We'll come back and report the count.
You're happy with that?
So,
councillors?
If I can, Madam Mayor, because we do have four candidates for this position, in the event that there is a tied vote, that you can determine to suspend the meeting for 15 minutes and people, the elected members, can get their heads together and determine if there's going to be a withdrawal of any nominations so the count can be taken again. If there is no determination that nothing has changed tonight, then we'll call another meeting within 7 days to go through the process again. And if we do a second vote tonight and the vote is still tied, the determination is in by a draw out of the hat of those tied votes, not of all candidates, only of those votes that are tied. So we'll just go through it step by step.
Terrific. Thank you. Any questions, councillors? So just mark one box, yep. Councillors.
So this is the ballot box, and we'll have one elected member at a time go. So what we've done is you just need to mark against your preferred candidate for the position of deputy mayor, and there are four positions on there.
There's a pen up there, Mark. It's up there. Steward the podium. And we'll just keep going around this way. Troy, if you... No more turn to the corner.
Nice.
Mr. Fry himself will just take us out.
Okay.
Thanks, Troy.
The outcome of the vote for the position of Deputy Mayor has seen Councillor Gloria Jacob be successful.
If you could please take your oath, that would be terrific.
Best of my judgment and ability, and I will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
Thank you very much, Rob, and I really appreciate you coming in after hours and providing this much and well-needed service for us, so thank you very much. How about a round of applause? Okay, item three, public time. Just an important note, members of the public, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. I declare public question time 3.1 now open at 5:58. Are there any questions from members of the public? Good. I declare public question time closed. 3.2, public statement time. Do any members, and you're most welcome to speak freely, do any members of the public wish to make a statement or to say anything? Come on, Kobe, I'm sure you've got a statement.
I was just saying to my mum, no, that's all the words I've got.
Thank you, Kobe, appreciate it. Okay, if there's no public statements, I declare public statement time also closed at 6 p.m. Thank you very much, members of the public, for coming and showing your support for our council and all elected members. It's really appreciated to have your support. Before I do close, item four, questions from members without notice. As I'm going around, I'll take the liberty that if you don't have a question, if you'd like to say anything, and I know everyone's got friends and loved ones here, so if anyone would like to make a statement as well, I'm very happy to permit that. So, Councillor George Dikash.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and congratulations to yourself for your second term in office. Councillor Jacobs, congratulations, and all the new councillors and the old councillors that got back in, well done, and yeah, we'll work again together as a team, and hopefully we'll do all the best for the town of Port Hedland. Again, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Jane.
Thank you, Mayor Howlett. I just thank everybody for all their support and re-electing me back on the council. Congratulations to all the new councillors, and I'm sure you're going to have an interesting time around the table. And congratulations to Jeff Tino. Thank you everybody.
Yes, well, thank you. Councilor, no, nothing more that these two haven't already said.
Thank you. Councillor Jacobs.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to reiterate the sentiments before me and welcome the newly elected members. I think you're coming into council at a really exciting time for the town, not without its challenges, but I think we've got an opportunity here to show the unity of the council for the betterment of the town of Port Hedland, and I take this opportunity. Thank you for putting yourselves up. It does take time, and it does take a lot of commitment on your part, so I congratulate you for sticking your hand up in the first place. And thank you to the existing members for re-electing. Congratulations to all of you guys, and look forward to working with the mayor, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be deputy mayor of the town of Port Hedland.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Once again, congratulations to yourself and to the new Deputy Mayor, and welcome to the team, to the new members over here, and welcome back to the returning members.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor?
Nothing further to add.
Councillor Butson? Councillor Melville?
I'd just like to thank everyone for their help in getting me to where I am, and I look forward to the challenge and working with everyone here, so congratulations to all you guys as well. So that's
thank
it from there.
Councillor Van Hoof?
That's what he said.
Terrific. Well, just before I do close, I just want to really congratulate everyone. Well done. It's a tremendous honour, and now we all join the honour of the people that are listed on our honour board, and it's a very proud, it's a very long, it's a very prestigious list of people that have helped guide and steer and do the best for our town. So it's a real honour to be able to join that board of people. Certainly I encourage everyone, whether you're an existing councillor or you're a new councillor, please make the most of this opportunity. This is a fantastic opportunity to represent and do everything in the best interests of the town. It's a unique opportunity and it's a highly sought after opportunity, and you're at the table now, so please do make the most of that opportunity. I again want to extend my heartfelt commendations to Bill Jeanbach and Carter, who were at this table and contributed significantly, and I thank them very much for their service, and we'll certainly make sure that they're recognised and thanked accordingly, and the CEO will help us with the coordination of that. Certainly really look forward to the team and the dynamics of the new people, the existing people, and just the soup of ideas that will come from everyone. And I also want to thank the CEO and all the directors, because I know it is stressful, it's challenging, and it's difficult being in a caretaker election mode, and things come out and, you know, just different things happen. And I really thank you for your patience, thank you for your support, and look forward to continuing on for the next 4 years. There's no other mayor that's ever done in excess of 4 years, and I'm really looking forward to this challenge in steering us towards the city of Port Hedland. So thank you very much. So without any further ado, it gives me great pleasure. This is a nice, short, sharp meeting, everyone. The next meeting of council is actually on Wednesday, so only a couple more sleeps away, commencing at 5:30 p.m. And members of the public, you're most welcome to come and attend, including you, Kobe. You're most welcome to come to council meetings. So the next one is on Wednesday, commencing at 5:30 p.m. If there's no further business, I declare this meeting closed at 6:05. Please, everyone, stay. We have refreshments. Please mingle, and if you want to take photos with loved ones and friends, please do. Thank you very much.